Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversation Daily News. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. We have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. It's Thursday, so that means we're going to get a throwback from our artist of the week, Jimmy Allen, one of my favorite songs by him. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you've been hearing part of my conversation with lifestyle expert Erica Vetrini discussing some great summer tips thanks to DoorDash. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In international news, Britain's Boris Johnson battles to stay as Prime Minister amid revolt. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson battled to remain in office Wednesday, brushing off calls for his resignation after two top ministers and a slew of junior officials said they could no longer serve under his scandal-plagued leadership. Johnson rejected demands that he step down during a stormy session of the House of Commons amid a fury over his handling of sexual misconduct allegations against a senior official. Later in the day, a delegation of some of his most trusted allies in the cabinet paid a visit to the prime minister at 10 Downing Street to urge him to go, but he remained unmoved, Britain's press association reported. The prime minister turned down suggestions he seek a dignified exit and opted instead to fight for his political career, citing hugely important issues facing the country, according to the news agency. It cited a source close to Johnson as saying he told colleagues there would be chaos if he quit. The 58-year-old leader, who pulled Britain out of the European Union and steered it through the COVID-19 outbreak, is known for his ability to wiggle out of tight spots, managing to remain in power despite allegations that he was too close to party donors, that he protected supporters from bullying and corruption allegations, and that he misled Parliament about government office parties that broke pandemic lockdown rules. He hung on even when 41% of conservative lawmakers voted to oust him in a no-confidence vote last month. But recent disclosures that Johnson knew about sexual misconduct allegations against a lawmaker before he promoted the man to a senior position pushed him to the brink. Many of his fellow conservatives were concerned that Johnson no longer had the moral authority to govern at a time when difficult decisions are needed to address soaring food and energy prices, rising COVID-19 infections, and the war in Ukraine. Others worry that he may now be a liability at the ballot box. In national news, police say parade shooting suspect contemplated second shooting. The man charged with killing seven people at an Independence Day parade confessed to police that he unleashed a hail of bullets from a rooftop in suburban Chicago and then fled to the Madison, Wisconsin area where he contemplated shooting up an event there, authorities said on Wednesday. The suspect turned back to Illinois, where he was later arrested, after deciding he was not prepared to pull off another attack in Wisconsin, Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesperson said at a news conference following a hearing where the 21-year-old man was denied bond. The parade shooting left another American community reeling, this time affluent Highland Park, home to about 30,000 people near the Lake Michigan shore. More than two dozen people were wounded, some critically, and hundreds of marchers, parents, and children fled in panic. If convicted of the first-degree murder charges, the gunman would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. In more national news, jury finds man guilty of murder of rapper Nipsey Hussle. Jurors found a 32-year-old man guilty of first-degree murder Wednesday for the 2019 fatal shooting of rapper Nipsey Hussle. The Los Angeles County jury also found Eric R. Holder Jr. guilty of two counts of attempted voluntary manslaughter for gunfire that hit other men at the scene. Prosecutors had sought two counts of attempted murder. Holder also was found guilty of two counts of assault with a firearm on the same men. Holder, wearing a blue suit and face mask, stood up in the small courtroom next to his lawyer as the verdict was read. He had no visible reaction. A jury of nine women and three men deliberated for about 6 hours over 2 days before reaching the verdict. Most of their deliberations took place Friday, and they promptly came to their unanimous decision Wednesday, briefly reconvening after a four-day break. In entertainment news, rocker Carlos Santana doing well after collapsing on stage. Guitar icon Carlos Santana collapsed on stage during a show in Michigan and was rushed to a hospital, blaming the episode on forgetting to eat or drink water. Santana, 74, was doing well Wednesday after being taken from his show at Pine Knot Music Theater in Clarkson, some 40 miles northwest of Detroit, to the emergency department at McLaurin Clarkston for observation Tuesday night, his manager said in a statement. And finally, in business news, stocks rise after release of Fed meeting minutes. Wall Street capped another choppy day of trading Wednesday with modest gains for the major stock indexes after investors calmed the minutes from the Federal Reserve's most recent interest rate policy meeting for clues about what the central bank may do next to fight inflation. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%, its third consecutive gain, after spending much of the morning and early afternoon wavering between gains and losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, while the Nasdaq rose 0.3%. Small company stocks remain in a slump, however, a sign that investors are worried about economic growth. The Russell 2000 gave up 0.8%. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Looking for a reason to feel great about yourself? Just remember that whatever happened yesterday, you were created for greatness. You have greatness in your DNA. Accept nothing less but greatness for yourself. Receive it, believe it, and then go about your day living it. Have an amazing Thursday. Jimmy Allen has been our Artist of the Week this week. You all have been enjoying his new single, Habits and Hearts. But I want to take you guys back to All Attractives Ain't Green, a great anthem that really talks about the importance of not judging a book by its cover and being okay with being an individual, right here on Conversations Daily News. We are part of my conversation coming up with lifestyle expert Erica Petrini in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with entertainment spotlight. Lifestyle expert Erica Petrini rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to share some great summer tips for all of us thanks to DoorDash. Here's a bit of our conversation. So Erica, as I mentioned, it's summertime and we're all looking to get out and about. What are your tips for having a great summer outing this year?
You know what? It's summertime. Truly is my favorite time of the year. It's all about those lazy pool and beach days, quality time with the kids, little rest, little relaxation. But as a mom packing for four, sometimes I get more stressed just trying to plan these magical days. So I've got some tips how to make it a little bit easier. Inevitably, when you get to your beautiful destination, you're going to forget things and you're going to stress out. I do not stress out anymore. I rely on DoorDash. Most of you know DoorDash as a food delivery system service. But in fact, it can be your one-stop shop for all of your summer essentials. They've partnered with CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid. So now you get everything from sunscreen to floaties, beach towels, to chips and juices, to ice cream cake. And have it all delivered to your door upon arrival at your destination. So there's no more stressing out about, oh my God, I forgot my contact solution or the goggles or snacks. They really helped relieve that stress for me.
What are some of the top items, Erica, that people are seeking out this summer?
Well, I mentioned a few of them. You know, some of the ones that you just cannot be it without, right, on a summer day, like sunscreen, goggles, hats. But then there's also things like towels are a big deal. Steamers, floaties people are grabbing or looking for, too, because it's just a fun summer item that you don't necessarily want to pack. Also, on the other side, there's snacks. You're always running out of snacks on a holiday. Get to your destination. Don't worry about packing it. Call on DoorDash to get you your chips, your ice cream cakes, your beverages, all of that stuff. So those are some of the hotter items.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. Professor Gus Untermall to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's make today amazing. Take care.